Friday night footy pits the Bulldogs against the Bombers on AFL Nation for 4 and 20 pies. You can't have footy without a 4 and 20 pie and Repco authorised service. Jared Waitley, Dwayne Russell, Jared Healy, Brad Johnson with you. Dan McPherson is the GM of footy at the Bombers. He's with us. Dan, great to have you on AFL Nation.
G'day, Jared. Thanks for having me.
Has it been a sharp week after the events of last Friday night?
Yeah, well, it was obviously a very disappointing performance that we put up over in Adelaide last week. So, it wasn't too different from the structure that we normally have and the process that Brad goes through to review the game. And and obviously once we get to Monday, it's a quick turnaround back here tonight. So, it was business as usual, but there was certainly a lot of detail in the review that the guys went through with the players on Monday and Tuesday.
How do you address the level of performance? So 202 was your pressure in the first quarter, Dan, and it dropped off dramatically from there.
Yeah, it was really disappointing in that, the things that have been working for us quite well in the first 3 weeks really let us down on the weekend, and mainly stoppage and our centre bounce work. We were still able to get our hands on the ball in the ruck, but just completely outplayed, at the hands of a couple of pretty good players. We were unable to match them in there, and then that clearly adds to other parts of the game. The ball's flying out of the middle. Puts enormous pressure on the midfield, on the defender, sorry. And then we're on the back foot from there.
Is part of that personnel as well, Dan? I know with the injuries that are starting to sort of accumulate.
Oh, it is to a degree, Brad, but like I said, Rosie was just exceptional, particularly in the first half, and set the game up, and then Horn Francis got up and running, and their power and strength out of the middle of the grounds put us on the back foot. So, we've been pretty competent in that area of the ground. We lost Archie Perkins in the third quarter, which hurt us a little bit, but, we've still got guys in there that we're really confident in. They just didn't have their best weeks, and the Port Adelaide guys, we must give them credit. They're outstanding.
Is it your role, Dan, to bring together a conversation around what is happening with soft tissue, and I know the external chat around that as well? Is that part of your role to just start to assess that and work through that?
Yeah, well, naturally, my role is to sort of oversee everything within the footy department, and obviously work very closely with Brad in doing that. We dig deeply every time we have an injury. Obviously, we certainly don't want recurrences, and we don't want any more of our fit players getting injured. So, every time we get an injury, we deep dive into that, and we've certainly done that over the last few weeks. And we're pretty confident that the guys that are out at the moment will be back soon enough, and we can't wait for that.
Did you play too much of a handball game last week, or was that just what Port Adelaide gave you?
Yeah, I think there was a bit of that. I think we invited their pressure. And again, they were very good, particularly once they got a bit of momentum. They got the crowd behind them over there, and overwhelmed us a little bit. And again, the pressure is what we've been pretty good at the first 3 weeks. And I think we started the game really well. Well, the first quarter and a half, we're pretty happy with how the game was looking. And then they kicked 3 goals in the last 3 or 4 minutes before half-time, and built that momentum, and then come out pretty hard after half-time that we weren't able to go with them.
How are things internally, Dan? The stability just seems like from the outside, purely looking in, that everything seems like stable and calm at the moment.
It is, yeah, absolutely. It is. It's, we're 2-2. It feels like we're in a bit of a crisis, if you listen to all the noise outside. Clearly, there's a couple of injuries that we'd rather not have. We're at round 5. We're 2-2. We've been beaten by 2 pretty good teams in a state. We're really confident. We're really happy with the people that we've got in the place. As you mentioned, stability's, really comfortable with that. Everyone's working well together. We just want to get the results on the field.
So what is the focus tonight, Dan?
Well, obviously the Bulldogs are really proficient and very strong in the centre bounce as well. So we need to get those guys, our guys, to work in that area of the ground. So big responsibility on Drapes and Goldie to give us first look at it, and then the boys in there, really get to work. Bond and Libber in particular were both again very good last week. So it'll be a collective to try and look after those guys, and then there's obviously the others, Trelaw, and other guys run through there as well. So it'll start in the middle, which it typically does naturally. But if we think we can get the ball going our way from the centre bounce, it'll give us a real good look at the game.
everybody defaults to there. We're going to look after these guys collectively, and to a large degree, Brisbane did that last night with, you know, Petrarca, etc. But it was a little bit more structured last night. Do you think we're heading to that zone?
In terms of the stopping the midfielders?
Yeah.
I think there's certainly matchups that work between particular teams, and sometimes we do that if we think we've got someone in particular that can match up really well on an individual. In other cases, we think it's probably better if we go with a group mentality rather than just put the job into one person's hands. You know, I think history would suggest Marcus Bonapelli is a pretty hard man to stop one-on-one if it just gets one person to do that job. So, yeah, it's a responsibility that all our midfielders will have a part.
Have you been happy with the new recruits to the club?
Say that again, sorry.
Have you been happy with the way the new recruits have jumped into the club?
Yeah, we
played?
Have. No, we think they've done an exceptional job. Benny McKay gives us a lot of stability behind the ball, which we haven't had. We certainly didn't have last year as much. Dersmer, his last 2 weeks in particular have been really strong. You know, his game against St Kilda here and again back against his old team in Adelaide last week were outstanding. You know, he's giving us a bit of help in defence, and he's also providing great run through the middle of the ground and helping us get the ball inside 50. Gresham had some class forward and, you know, has been able to get on the end of a couple, you know, kick 3 goals early in the game last week, which helped having the game look the way we wanted it to. And Todd Goldstein's been terrific, both at training and the way he started the season. His ability to educate Drapes on the run at training and Nick Bryan, who just played in the VFL, has been unbelievable. And, he's been able to show those guys the way, not only just how to play the game, but also prepare and train. And the standards that he sets at training through the week have been terrific.
Dan, the one thread that keeps coming through from the champion data analysts of this world is that you're really struggling to restrict turnover ball and not get scored against when you turn it over. Do you acknowledge that, and are you doing work on it? What sort of things are we looking to change to neutralise that?
Yeah, certainly we acknowledge it, absolutely. It's hard to ignore it. We're working really hard on when we take the ball forward, and particularly inside 50, how we structure up behind the ball, the areas of the ground that we cover off, and if the opposition are to gain momentum or gain possession of the ball, which areas are available to them to take it back out. Obviously, if we can slow them and force them wide, it just gives us a chance to set up the ground a bit better.
Yep.
And if we open ourselves up through the middle of the ground, it bounces back pretty quickly.
Dan, great to have you with us. Thanks a lot. Good luck tonight.
Thanks, Jared. Thanks, guys.
Dan McPherson is the GM of footy at the Bombers. While we were chatting, the subs came through. So Nick Hines, the sub for Essendon, and Bailey Dale's the sub for the Dogs.
It's another surprise, I suppose, isn't it?
A big surprise.
Yeah.
Probably reflects Bailey's form, but
that's what it is.
Bailey Dale is such a good player at his best.
Well, you look
over the year
so far, it's been Caleb Daniel, it's been Jack McRae, and now it's Bailey Dale.
He's been warned.
Well, there's warning signs everywhere. Yeah, that you we're a healthy list, and you want to be playing well and doing the right things to secure your spot.
But like you think of the Dogs for the last how many years? He's, you know, if you're writing down weapons for the Dogs, He's on the podium, and he's actually on the pine tonight, not the podium.
Mm. It's a good weapon to bring on.
It's a great weapon to bring
as
on,
as opposed to a second gamer or.
No doubt these guys, and we talk about credit sometimes. These senior guys that get opportunity, and maybe he's had a couple of weeks of that, and it's just been a slow build where you're still not there. You're at this point now. You may get 3 quarters tonight. You may get one, but it's just. It's just where some are at, unfortunately, with their form.
Going on the history this year, it's actually been on the escalator. You go ground, sub, VFL.
Yeah.
So he's going to have to do well if he gets an opportunity to avoid that final plummet.
That's right.
This is the AFL Nation pregame show for Beaumont Tiles. Beaumont have everyday low price tiles from 1995.